Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the globe. It's Psychic Talk Radio. The doctors are in. That's right, myself and Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose, are you there?
Hey. Hi, everybody. So happy to be here with you on a Friday morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. How you doing?
That's right. Pretty good. Yeah, it's been kind of a hectic morning, and trying to get everything ready for the show has been a nightmare, folks. But, you know, we somehow have made it on the air here. So hopefully it'll be smooth sailing from now on. How's things with you, Rose?
Oh, there you are. Okay. Uh-oh.
Did you hear me? I said... What's going on?
Oh, okay. No, you suddenly cut out, so I didn't hear you anymore. But everything is going okay. It's been a rough week for me. There's some karmic stuff coming up and having to deal with it and process it. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there, Dad? Okay, I just heard a really high-pitched noise. Okay, so hopefully that's over. So yeah, but I'm making it through. I made it to Friday. That's the good news.
That's right. And the phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. Lots of folks calling in. You can call in too, folks. If you're listening live right now, give us a call at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad so that we know you want to be live on air with us. 714-816-4628. It's good for all of our shows all week long. And we are live on Facebook right now. That's right.
Woo-hoo.
Hi, everybody. Oh, I see Maria popping in there. Hi, Maria. Maria G. Moss from the Sunday Angelic Realm show. And
oh, nice.
You can join us in there, too. Yeah. Just go to our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio. And, of course, the easy way is you just open a tab and you type in our website, psychictalk.net/Facebook. That'll take you right over there. You can join the group and scroll down. You'll see the live. You can jump in the live with us. You can make comments there on the live Facebook live post, and we're kind of using that like our chat room now, Rose, so people can chat with us. Oh, I see you made it in there. Rose is on under the handle, her handle name is Shakti Devi.
Oh, right. I forgot.
So look for
my other account.
She's got a Rose Wilkerson account, but she's on there as Shakti today, so that's okay. We see your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Maria's in there. And what you can do, folks, is you can go in there, you can comment during the live show and use it like a chat room. You can chat with us, you can chat with Rose and me, with the other listeners, and you can also ask questions right there in the chat room. It's really awesome. It's not a chat room, it's comments on the Facebook post on Facebook, but we're calling it our chat room here. And
right.
Actually, I'm going to, while I'm thinking about this, I'm going to share this over to our Tarot Guild group, which has 5,000 plus members on, I think over 5,200. And I'm going to share that over on Tarot Guild here so the folks over there will see it. And hold on while I do that. It's trying to get it to work here, folks. We're new to this, doing these Facebook Lives, so we're still learning the technology. Successfully shared to Tarot Guild group, yay! So you can ask questions in the comments. You can also ask for a mini reading right in the comments, okay? So, of course, we give preferential treatment to the people calling in to the show. We take the calls first, but we will also take reading requests right from the comments on the Facebook live right there on our Psyche Talk Radio Facebook group. Now, what you need to do, though, is click like and click share, like I just shared it to the group there. Share it to your timeline, share it to your groups. Let's get a lot of people coming in and joining us on the lives here and listening in on the radio shows. And if you like
and
share this, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I was just going to say, if you like and share the post, we'll give priority to the folks that like and share the post. And if you're asking a question in the chat there. Otherwise, just call into the show, 714-816-4628. Oops, some people have dropped off already. Just going to let you all know, if you drop off and call back in later, it's going to put you at the bottom of the queue. So you want to get in now and hold your spot at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. We're going to go right to phone calls. I did pull a card of the day. I got the Justice card. I just wanted to mention that. Harmony, balance, resolution of conflicts. If anybody's got anything legal going on, you know. It's also a two-date, October 25th, 2019. If you add all those numbers up, you get 22 plus 0 is 2. So that's relationships, communication, partnerships, business partnerships, the whole shebangy under relationships. And the day is 7. 25, 2 plus 5 is 7. That's the highest spiritual number in numerology. That's the number of the natural detective. It's a great day to do research, especially if it has anything to do with spirituality.
Yeah.
So there you go, folks. There's the numerology and the card of the day, the Justice card. And it's interesting. I always see if that card pops up in our mini readings because it usually does. Love those synchronicities. I don't really know how that happens, why that happens, but it's like a it's almost like a theme is created of some sort. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so a lot more.
You know what? I have a mantra
for
the
show.
Day. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so before we go to phone lines, let's do the mantra of the day.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just want to do this really quickly. I've been giving out what's called seed mantras, and you can think of a seed mantra as planting a seed within your consciousness, within your soul, your spirit, and have something develop and grow. You know, as long as you chant the mantra, it will grow and develop into whatever it is that you desire. So for today, for all you artists and scientists out there, I have a mantra just for you. It's called I'm. So this is a feminine seed sound that rules artistic and scientific endeavors, music and education, knowledge. So if you're in school and you need help with a test, for example, or learning whatever scientific stuff that you might be learning, or just learning in general. The mantra that you want to chant is I'm. The name of this energy that is associated with the I'm mantra is called Saraswati. She is a feminine principle that at a deeper level governs the development and manifestation of spiritual knowledge. It is useful, I'm is useful for achieving good education, memory and intelligence, musical skill, and success in spiritual endeavors. And it says many Himalayan teachers have adopted Saraswati as part of their spiritual name. So I'm, it sounds just like I'm, almost like I am, but, you know, what's that in that conjugated form? It's spelled E-I-M. So all you artists and science and college people, this is the mantra that you want to chant. So that's our mantra for the day, Dax.
Awesome one, too. And one I don't think I've heard before. That's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, did you see the background video? I should say, on the Facebook Live, I've got a background video going because we don't have our cameras up today, folks. We're still working on setting up Rose's camera, getting that all set up, and so hopefully next Friday we'll both be on camera. And a lot of our other hosts have been on camera. Yep. And you know, if the hosts aren't ready yet, they don't have their camera set up, all set up in the background. I know, Rose, you're working on a background for behind you in the lives. And so we're just putting our pictures up. And because it's, you know, video, it's a Facebook Live video, we wanted some movement. And so instead of a static image, I've got a moving video background. And have you seen this one? Isn't it great?
Yeah, I love it. It's very cosmic. Like that triangle.
Very cosmic.
Focusing that energy. Yeah.
It's like a pyramid to me. It's like it's making a pyramid with a globe in the middle, which could be the Earth, I don't know, and a star at the bottom, and then, you know, all of these moving waves and points of light and everything, kind of like cosmic, you know, in space kind of thingy. I mean, it's really cool.
Pretty
looking.
Cosmic.
I love it. Yeah, we've got several of these, and we even have Halloween ones. We've used on a show or two, and as we get closer to Halloween, we're going to be using the Halloween ones, and then I figure we'll have some, you know, Christmas ones, some winter scenes and things. You know, we can get really, really imaginative and creative with this.
I love it. I'm looking forward to the different backgrounds and stuff, so... This is exciting, having a live video. We will be, at some point, everybody, you will be able to see us. But I have to be camera ready, so I can't just roll out of bed and get off the show. I got to prepare.
I know. Like, you know, I haven't even shaved today yet. I didn't want to be on camera. Sometimes you just want to be in your jammies doing the radio, right?
That's right. Jammy day, Friday.
Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to let everybody know before we go to the phone lines, we are taking the videos from the Facebook Lives and putting them up on our YouTube channel. And that's really cool, too. And, you know, we're slowly getting them up there. And if you want to go check that out, we made a link that takes you right to the YouTube channel. It's real easy. It's our website, psychictalk.net. /YouTube, and I'm going to type that in actually.
Oh,
psychictalk.net/YouTube. I'm going to pop that in on our Facebook Live comments there so everybody can see our new YouTube channel. Please go over there and did you see Maria's comment?
Yes.
Is that why you're giggling?
Yes.
I don't like to be on camera. Yeah. So go over there and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's going to help us out. Plus, you'll be notified when we pop up new videos. We're not going to just do the radio shows. We're going to do a lot of other kind of videos, instructional videos and informational videos as well, you know, so we're just getting that going, folks. Go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel, psychictalk.net/YouTube. If you're on the website, anywhere on the site except the main page, this is, you know, anywhere else on the website, on the right hand side at the top, you'll see the social media buttons, Twitter, Facebook, and now YouTube, and also a button to send us an email. So you can email us.
Ooh.
And the YouTube button's right there on the website as well. So pop over to our YouTube channel and subscribe. So you want to take us to the phone lines? They're really calling in now. Look at that.
Yes. So it looks like we have a person calling in from area code 480. Hi, 480. Give us your name and also tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
From my neck of the woods.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What can we do for you today?
I don't know. Well, do you see love coming into my life soon?
Okay, a love question.
Love coming in.
Or should I say the move? Maybe I should say move. Do you see me moving soon? Did you lay out the cards yet? I hope not.
Already did.
You try to figure it out.
All right. Whatever. I got you.
I'm fast on the draw.
I see. That's why I was like, it's too late.
Yeah. Well, I did a quick five card yes no for you, and I got three or four out of five yes. So it definitely looks like it's. I'm getting a lot of crackling static on the line. I don't know if you're hearing that, Rose, on your end. I think it's coming from.
It was a little bit. I stopped now. Yeah,
it stopped now. Thank God. I think it was coming from Keisha's line there, but yeah, I mean, it's looking really, really good. Definitely three or four yes cards here. One of them, the very first one, is the Lover's card. Hello. That's one of the best cards to get. And I got an ace card. It's not the ace of cups, which you would normally see. Instead, it's the ace of pentacles or the ace of coins, which normally we associate with like a new business venture or something like that. But in this case, it's a new opportunity coming in regardless.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And right next to that is the Ten of Pentacles. And the Ten of Pentacles is a card of family and, the entire bloodline.
Yeah.
Material success. All of those things, and inheritance, family matters, you know, I mean, it looks like literally this could lead to big things, this person coming in. I also got the Four of Wands, which is, you know, traditionally a celebration, a ceremony, could be a bar mitzvah or something like that, but typically it's a wedding reception. So, I mean, Keisha, you just got it all lined up here.
Well, we see how it all fall in line in real life. I know how my life is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
And it looks, I get the feeling, I don't really feel like you've met this person yet. I'm not getting that feeling at all. So somebody new, and it's going to, it looks like from what's showing up in the cards here, there's a lot of other people involved in you meeting this person. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be, but I mean, I just get the feeling that it has to do with surrounding somehow some project or something like this. This person is a craftsman. I mean, they're either artistic or I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything from someone being a craftsman, an architect, you know, I mean, it could be anything in those lines of
to create. Yeah, I got you.
Artistic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of individual I'm getting, probably an earth sign. I'm feeling an earth sign here. And the timing on this is within the next 3 weeks. You'll at least meet him in the next 3 weeks. I don't mean to meet him and have a proposal and get married and move in and.
That's too fast. Yeah,
I just mean you may meet him. So what you want to do is going forward over the next 3 weeks, and you have to call us back. Call me and Rose back. Let us know what happens. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to do is you're going to keep your eye out. See, now you're forearmed is forewarned, or however that saying goes.
Right.
Now you could be on the lookout for somebody that's extremely talented, artistic, everything from a woodworker craftsman all the way up to a fancy architect that builds giant skyscrapers, anywhere in there, you know, it's
wow.
Some kind of somebody about building things, projects, and it has some kind of project that, you know, either you yourself is going to be involved with, or people you know are involved with this, and somehow through them, friends, family, whatever, coworkers, whatever, they introduce you to this person, and then call Rose and I back when you find out who it is.
All right, definitely, definitely. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. You guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you for
Thanks calling
for the call.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome first call there. I got a drink. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dax, I was going to ask a question about that reading about the wedding reception. I was wondering whether or not she was going to be invited to a wedding and meet this person. That's what I was thinking of.
That's a possibility as well. Yeah. See, the thing is, we're doing these mini readings on air. And I only have a couple of minutes with the caller. So I want to explain this to the listeners and to the callers that, you know, when you call into a show like this, you know, we can find information and get you some quick information, but we can't go in depth into detail what it all means. We just don't have the time. We'd have to pull a lot more cards, ask a lot more questions. It's going to take 20 minutes. It's going to take 40 minutes. We don't have that kind of time on an hour radio show. So what we do is we give you the information, typically what it means, and then you're just going to have to use your own intuition, your own gut instincts moving forward. You make the decisions as you move forward, and you're going to have to see what happens because the Four of Wands showing up could be many different things. You know, it could mean that you're invited to a wedding reception, a bar mitzvah, a birthday party, any kind of big celebration for somebody or something, and you meet the person there. Or it could be indicating your wedding reception because you're going to meet this person and possibly get married to this person too. It can mean a lot of different things. And in order to figure out which, you'd have to pull a lot of different cards, you see, and ask those individual questions. Okay, I need a clarification. Is this my wedding reception, or am I going to a wedding reception of a friend? Is you know what? And like the craftsman thing, you know, I got the information about this individual. I was even able from a single card to like really glean a lot of information, like when and potentially that he's an earth sign and that he's a craftsman, a creator, builds, manifests things. But to get specific, you know, down to what type of craftsman, or is he an architect, or is he something else, you know, that would require asking those questions and pulling more cards. So I just wanted to give that you know, little explanation so folks on the line know what's going on here. And, of course, you can book a private session with me. Just go over to psychictalk.net/Dax, D-A-X. That's psychictalk.net/Dax. I have some different options on there for you, and you can get a full reading with me, a private reading.
Perfect. Yeah, Dax is really good. He's done reading for me, so I highly recommend him. Okay, so let's go on to our next caller. Let's see, we have someone from the 917 area code, 917. Go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from.
917 area. Thank you for taking my call. Yep, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. Tim?
Tim from New York. Welcome to the show, Tim. What can we do for you today?
I just had a question if there was any input from the cards or spirit regarding a new job opportunity that is supposed to be materializing with some of my ex-coworkers very soon.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Okay, I think I got all that except for I really want Tim to repeat that last part about the coworkers and what's going on.
Oh, sure. It's just some ex-coworkers who are working together, and they've We spoke in September about them calling me around now for a job, and I said yes, even though I told myself I would never work with them again, but here we are.
But here we are. Oh, yes. And it's showing up right in the cards right off the bat, the Five of Wands. And it's an interesting thing because there's a dichotomy in this card. Is it a group of people building something? Is it a group of people in battle? Is it a group of people arguing? It's all or all the above. Yes. And I think that's what's going on with you. You know, like you're actually going to be able to work with these people. You're going to be able to build something together. But there's going to be, you know, the issues are going to come up again because after all, there's a reason or reasons why you said, I'm never working with these people again. And now you are.
Well, it was not the people. It just was a dot-com era, and things did not end up well for me.
Mm-hmm.
Money ran out, things of that nature. So I'm told that they're in a much better situation funding-wise with the new venture.
Mm-hmm. No, this could be very, very, very good. All right, let me tell you, because at the end of the – so in the beginning of the spread – okay, I'm getting a lot of background noise. Is that coming from your line, Rose, or from Tim's? We might have to put Tim on hold
for
a second.
That might be from Tim. Tim, hold on for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on mute, and then Dax can tell you your reading.
Yeah, go ahead. That's one thing about, you know, doing these calls on radio. When you, it's all audio, folks, you know, so when you have the background noise, it's extremely hard to concentrate. Okay. So,
yeah.
And I bring that up because, we have a whole lot of other calls to get to. And so those of you that are waiting on the line, you can take the time right now to look around, listen around, okay, is there background noise? You know, the other thing is the mute button is your friend. So call in, give us your name and number, tell us what your question is, and then press mute when you're not talking and unmute when you're talking. And that'll cut a lot of the background noise out, and we won't have to put you on hold. Okay, as I was saying, yeah, in the beginning, the Five of Wands. You know, that whole dynamic, what Tim was talking about. Now, let's skip ahead all the way to the end of the reading, the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman, I call that card. Although in Tim's case, we'll say self-made guy. Okay. And so there is huge potential with this where I know you're going to go to work with them or for them, but it could lead eventually to your own thing where you're an entrepreneur. It's the card of the entrepreneur and a very, very successful one at that. So
nice.
There are a lot of entrepreneurs, Dr. Rose, but most entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Emphasis on the poor. Right?
I know. I know I'm one of them, you know. This hasn't made me rich yet, being an entrepreneur. But, you know, we're working on it. Okay, we're working on it. But, the majority don't get into that top 10%, you know, or 1% there, you know. Mm-hmm. But this card's indicating immense success. So this can lead to something really, really, really good. Okay, so we start at the beginning. We skip to the end. Well, what's in the middle? How do you get there? Well, it's going to require some work, Tim. First of all, the Devil card shows up. And what this is showing up is I don't know whether it's you're conscious of this or whether you're unconscious to this, but you have attachments to the past and to the way things went before. Okay? You need some time to let go of that. And the very next card, which is actually the central focus card, is the Hanged Man. And the Hanged Man is a delay. Okay. So overall, this might be slightly delayed, but also this is giving you the opportunity to look back and to say, okay, I can let go of the baggage from what happened in the past or what didn't happen in the past, depending on how you look at it and what actually happened there. You know, the Hanged Man is also one of those cards about thinking outside of the box. Okay, so and a fresh perspective. He's hanging 180 degrees upside down. He's seeing the world 180 degrees upside down from the way we see it. And that's a good thing. He's put himself in that position himself. He wasn't hung. He's not the hung man. He's the hanged man. He hanged himself there. And he did that on purpose so that he could get a better view. He could get a view that the rest of us just don't see. So going into this, you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to have a different outlook. You know, if you're going in with the same people that you tried to do things with before, you don't want to go in with the same expectations. You don't want to go in with the same attitude. You don't want to drag the baggage, the devil card. You know, the devil card's about attachment to those things. You don't want to drag that forward with you. You want to go onward and upward. And by the way, that is the very next card. The very next card is the Eight of Cups. Eight is abundance in numerology. And cups are emotions. And the individual in this card has stacked these cups up, has taken the emotional baggage from the past, dealt with it, and is moving away from those cups and is moving up the side of a hill with a walking stick, moving upward and onward to bigger and better things. And that's exactly what's going to happen here if you take the time to deal with that devil card. So I hope that helps you out, Tim.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring him back.
Okay.
Yep, that.
Hi, Tim.
Helps me
How
out.
Did it...
Hi, Ivan. That helps me out tremendously. Thank you so very much.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for calling into the show. We're going to go on to our next caller, Tim. You have a great day. All right, our next caller, who's been waiting the longest, the area code is 2.
By the way, Rose.
Hold on.
The first couple of calls, by the way, Rose, the first couple of calls have been a lot of fun so far. You know, interesting things coming up in the cards with Keisha and Tim. This is really great.
Yeah,
and we got a lot of people on the lines. I think there's still time for a few more to call in, though. We got a half hour, so 714-816-4628 if you want to call into the show, 714-816-4628. Hey, before we go to the next call, because we are at the bottom of the hour, can we get the announcements out of the way? Is that okay, Rose?
Yeah.
So just quickly, I want to let people know some of the shows that are coming up on the network because we have some great stuff going on here. You can always check out the entire lineup. In fact, I have the lineup through the rest of October all the way through to the end of November up on the upcoming shows page. And that's at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And there's other links all around the website that'll take you over there. Psychictalk.net/upcoming. So tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th, I'm going to be on with Mary Brown. We're doing open lines and mini readings just like we do every Friday and Saturday, Psychic Saturday. But we're also doing a psychic spin segment. And that's a segment where we look at things that are popping up in the news that are of interest. And unlike the talking heads on the news programs, Rose, instead of, you know, just giving our opinion, we have the added opportunity that, you know, we can pull cards, we can do numerology, we can put a psychic spin on these in the news current event type topics. And the one we decided on, what we've noticed is some articles out there recently about the paranormal going mainstream, Dr. Rose.
Ooh,
so we're going to talk about, yeah, that's going to be fun. So in the psychic spin segment, we're going to pull some cards. We're going to ask the tarot, will the paranormal go mainstream or has it gone mainstream? Fascinating topic. And we'll also be taking your calls as well. And then on Sunday, October 27th, it's the Magic Universe with Sharona show. That's our host, Sharona Rapsik. And she's been on a lot of Fridays with us because she's starting her new show. She's going to be taking a break from hanging out with us on the Friday shows. But you might see her back in December or January popping in. But she's got her own show, Magic Universe, and it's the second and fourth Sundays of the month, and she just had her first one on the 13th, and now her next show is this Sunday, and what she's doing for a topic is Halloween, it's not just about Boo. And she has a special guest, Athena Duggan. She has a special guest, too, Athena Duggan. And they're going to be talking about Halloween. It's not just about Boo. That's right. And then Monday we've got a doubleheader. And I'm just going to give Mondays, and then we'll go back to the phone lines here, because you guys can read all the rest of them at psychytalk.net/upcoming. Monday, October 28th, it's a doubleheader, Wisdom of the Soul and Compassionate Light. So on Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs, she is a licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist, angel intuitive, and a medium. And she's going to be talking about the soul gives us a beautiful mantra to start our day. This show is right up your alley.
Right.
She had a she had a mantra come through. She chatted from the soul. And she's going to be talking about it on Monday. So and we're going to be doing a Facebook Live and broadcasting it right on Facebook as well. And that's at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. At 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, Janice's show will be followed directly by Catherine Hahn's Compassionate Light. And she's recapping the entire month of October, where it was a month of growth with the angels. So the angels were coming out with a lot of different topics throughout the month for Catherine to talk about. She's going to recap it all on Monday. So that's what's coming up at psychytalk.net/upcoming. And you can go check that out over there. Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Wonderful weekend coming up. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We have someone who's been waiting for 51 and a half minutes. Hi, caller. This is from area code 239. Let us know what your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Lana. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Lana. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you today?
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. Hi. I have a question, and it's about love. I just recently started to see a gentleman, and I wanted to know if this person is the one or not.
Mm-hmm.
or not the one.
or not the one.
What do you think, Lana? Pull some cards, Lana.
pull some cards.
Do you want this person to be the? I love putting it back on the questioner, because it gets hilarious.
Well,
sometimes.
If it's the right one, yeah. If it's the right one, I mean, he's different than most people I'm attracted to. But I don't know.
Lana, I totally understand.
I just started to know him.
Should I put energy into this person, or should I not? Should I call it quits now?
Should
I put some energy into this? I understand that.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I do that sometimes with the callers and throw things back on them, you know, it's like, when will I get married? Do you want to get married? You know, and the reason for that is that, you know, we're more in control of our destiny than we think, you know. And
people,
I know we have this romantic idea that, you know, certain individuals are made for us. It's all bullshit. The reality of the thing is everything is what you make it, everything. And you can make this the right relationship. In fact, I'm going to tell you how much of a sense of humor the tarot cards actually have, because I asked the question. I even did it as a straightforward yes, no. And the tarot said, maybe. Yeah. So Lana, to go to your question, the direct answer to your question, you know, is this the right guy? Could be, maybe, possibly,
mm-hmm.
you know, And it's leaning yes, because I got 3 out of 5 yeses. That means probably yes, possibly mm-hmm. yes, could be yes. But it's not a strong yes, which means that there's a lot more to be done.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. we don't know yet, you know.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question here. Is this person an Aries or one of the other fire signs like Leo, Sagittarius?
No, he's an Earth sign.
Okay, he's an Earth sign, so
mm-hmm.
Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn.
It's a Capricorn.
Okay, yeah, he's showing up smack dab in the middle as the Knight of Coins. So he's, yep. That is him. The reason why I brought up the fire sign is the Emperor shows up as well. So
mm-hmm.
this is really interesting situation because of all the other cards and what's showing up here. Okay, so the Seven of Pentacles is a card of evaluation and looking at and sometimes not happy with the harvest, but you know, I don't like to just go right to the negative. So I just like to go with when the Seven of Pentacles comes up, I ease into it by saying, okay, you know, taking a hard look at this, all right? And that same energy is showing up in the Four of Cups. And what's going on in the Four of Cups is they're not really super happy with the way things are. They're looking at the Three Cups in front of them, but they're not noticing this Fourth Cup. Over to their right that's being presented to them literally from the universe. It's coming out of a cloud, and they don't even see it. So it's telling me other opportunities are out there as well, and that's happening in the
mm-hmm.
beginning of the spread. Then smack dab in the center, the central focus, the now, is this individual, the Earth sign person, the Knight of Pentacles. But then as we move into the near future and farther future, we have the Emperor show up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Emperor card has a lot of Aries symbology on it, you know. So that's why I
mm-hmm.
said Aries or Leo, Sag, one of the fire signs. This may be a different individual coming in. Looking at the two, I would say that the Knight is either more contemporary, you know, he's either your age or even younger, or if not chronologically, emotionally, mentally.
He is my age. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what's his outlook? Is it a very mature outlook or more of a...
Well, he's my age. He's open-minded. And
mm-hmm.
I think he's stable. Seems to be stable. Mature.
So this other individual, this emperor, the emperor, that's a much more mature individual, even possibly potentially chronologically older than you. Doesn't have to be, could
mm-hmm.
still be the same age, you know, just mentally older, more mature. It's almost like this other individual, I just get the feeling this other individual is going to come into the mix here. And the Knight of Coins is the slowest moving of the Knight of Pentacles, slowest moving of the knights. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
with this person, with the current person, it's going to be slow, steady progress, you know,
mm-hmm.
as this
mm-hmm.
relationship moves forward. But, we'd have to pull a lot more cards, and we got to get to the other
mm-hmm.
callers. But I just wanted to tell you that there's more information showing up than just the yeah, maybe. Or you could if you
okay.
could make this, you know, you could make it the relationship you want if you want it to, if you worked at it. It's going to be slow going. It's going to take time. But there's also other opportunities you're not aware of. So at some point in the future, that Seven of Pentacles shows up. At some time in the future, at some point, you're going to look back and reevaluate all this. And I'm not going to say what your outcome
mm-hmm.
is. I'm not going to say whether you look back and decide, oh, yeah, that wasn't the right person for me, or, oh, yeah, that was the right person for me, because I would have to pull a lot more cards. But that's
uh-huh.
going to happen. So I'm just forewarned is forearmed, or however that works, that saying.
I understand. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do
well,
appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yes. All right.
Thank
awesome.
You so much for calling, Lana. You have a great day.
My pleasure. You have a blessed day.
Okay, let's go on to caller who's calling from 850. Caller, let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Darlene, and I'm calling from Florida. You can probably hear a lot of wind chimes.
Did you say
you
Florida?
Early, is that right?
Yes, Florida.
Didn't we already have a Florida call?
Yeah, that was
yeah,
Lana, who was
yeah,
just on.
From Florida.
It must be Florida Day.
It must be. But anyway, well, I just wanted to ask you a question. My daughter's here with me, and she is married and has a stake and you know, pregnant, and she don't know who to forward. And
okay, hold on just a second. I'm so sorry to break in. I don't know if you're hearing this, Rose, but I'm sorry. What was the name again, Arlene? Your line is breaking up really badly, and it might be
Darlene.
The storm.
Darlene.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Dr. Rose wrote in the show notes, Arlene. So okay, Darlene. Okay. Sorry about that, but your line was really broken up there. So can you start over? Because I couldn't understand.
Yes,
what you were
I had you on speakerphone, so I took you off. I don't know why it does it on speakerphone, but I took you off of speakerphone.
Oh, that's much better.
Oh, great. Yeah, we can hear you clearly now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's what it is when you get on that speakerphone. But anyways, my daughter is pregnant, and we don't know who the father is. It was when they had broken up, she got with another man, and now she's pregnant, and it was within the same week. And so now we're like, who is the daddy? And we're like, is it going to be a boy or girl?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your question, Darlene? What did you want to know about this particular situation?
Well, who do you think the daddy is, her husband or the other man?
Oh, I'd have to pull a lot more cards on that. Yeah, that takes a... That's not something I could do in a quick, easy reading here. Is she back together with her husband, or what's going on with that?
Yeah. Yes, she is back together with her husband.
Yeah,
he doesn't know about
the
other man.
Right, that's the central focus card. The central focus card is the Two of Cups. It's them, you know, coming back together, and the Two of Swords is also showing up. It's a and the two card for the majors, the High Priestess. The whole dynamic is about interpersonal relationships and communication. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, as I was explaining earlier in the show about how, you know, we have a limited time with the callers. These are just mini readings. You know, you got to book a private session with me to get in depth information like that. All we can do is pull cards and basically what the tarot thinks you or what the universe wants you to know now. Okay, and the focus card, the central focus card is that Two of Cups, okay? That's their relationship, them two coming back together. The Two of Swords is a crossroads and a decision. And it's unmade, and she's blindfolded. She doesn't want to make the decision. And I'm not. And by the way, most of the time, when that comes up in a reading, that's a bad thing. We want you to move on. We want you to make the decision. In this situation, mm-hmm. it's the opposite. It's actually good that the blindfold is on. It's good that we don't know who the child's father is, because ultimately. It doesn't really matter, because what really matters, the tarot's telling us what really matters. What matters? The Two of Cups. The relationship with her actual husband.
Yeah.
That's what is important. That's what's important. Now, there's a little bit of clue here, because the High Priestess shows up, and again, there's that two energy. So we've got two cards in this spread. Okay, so looking at it from numerology, you know, it's all about interrelations, communications, and relationships. And the High Priestess also speaks to psychic ability, secret knowledge, inner wisdom. In other words, she already knows the answers to this. Okay? She deep down knows the answer. The whole thing about, you know, is it going to be a boy or a girl? That's silly. You know, go get a paternity test. You know, I mean, get a ultrasound or something. You're going to know if you want to know. You know, I don't know why people want to. I don't know nowadays why people want to know so much. I don't want to know. I think it'd be cool just to, you know, be surprised. Doesn't anybody love Christmas anymore? Don't you want to open the package? Jesus. What is it with you people?
No. Everybody, women can't wait.
Oh,
we
boy.
Want to,
but
that's why we're telling you.
Some mothers like to prepare. You know, you have to set the colors of the room. What are you going to buy?
Oh, that is
toys
such
and
crap.
That
is such crap. Oh, my God. Don't go with blue or pink. Just make it a neutral color like green or something. Jesus, what is it with you people? No, I'm just kidding, of course. But what? I've got
neutral,
an answer.
That's a boy's color.
It is not. Green is not a boy's color. It's a neutral color. Even purple could be a neutral color, although it does lean more feminine, you know. But, hey, maybe they're gay. Anyway, but the thing is that, if she really wants to know, she already has the answers in her own intuition. And what you guys can do is you could do either or both. You could do muscle testing or pull out a pendulum. And ask the question, is it so-and-so's child? Is it this person's child? Is it a boy?
Yeah.
Is it a girl? You know, just run a pendulum.
I did that years ago with my first kid.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
a
wow.
lot of people do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. They do the pendulum thing. And so the High Priestess card is showing up. Okay, so here's the takeaway, because I don't know, we're getting on in the show and I want to get to a few more callers, but the takeaway is that the universe wants you to know that the main important thing is their relationship, her actual husband. The rest of this is not as important unless you want to go that route. You know, it's like, oh gosh, the son or daughter really needs to know their baby father. You know, do they? If it was a one-time fling, you know, and especially if the husband doesn't know, that's the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords is telling you exactly what you should be doing. Put the blindfold on. Don't even talk about it. This is the optimum thing to do. The tarot is giving you exactly what to do. Now, do you have to do that? Of course not. You decide what you want to do, but this is what you need to know now. And even though the reading kind of shirks the whole thing about the is it a boy or a girl? Is it, you know, this dude's or that dude's? It gives you a little clue there with the High Priestess. You guys can find this out on your own by doing muscle testing or doing a pendulum. Look it up. There is a gazillion YouTube videos on how to do muscle testing, and it works every time. It's working with your gut and your gut instinct, and you can help her out with this, and she's going to put one of the examples is you can do it a million different ways, but one way is you put your arm up like it's a solid rod bar. You ask the question, is it so-and-so's baby? And if you're able to push down on her arm easily – It's a no, and if it holds firm, it's a yes. It's a very simple. It's very similar to a pendulum. It's very, very simple. And so, you know, if you really want to know, the tarot has given you a clue on how to figure that out. So I hope that helped you out.
Yeah, I just wish we knew whose it was, and I'm curious if it's a girl. I guess because she's already got two boys.
Yeah. Well, you can find it out. You know, you can try that muscle testing, try the pendulum, and then, you know, give us a call back, you know, next Friday or the Friday after you do it, you know, and we could pull some more cards and get a little more specific. But see, that's the whole thing about these readings. You know, it tells us what you need to know. As soon as I laid the cards out, I could tell that it was not giving an answer on, you know, this or an answer on that. It was telling you what you need to know right now, what's really important. And you know, to do specifics like that, we'd have to pull more cards or focus in on just that and pull cards. And you can certainly do that. You can call back on one of the other shows. You can call back next Friday as well, you know. But try the muscle testing, try the pendulum, you know, one or the other or both, and let us know.
Alrighty.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. Well, we're wishing you luck, Darlene. Thank you for calling in. Call us back.
Thanks,
and let
Darlene.
Us know what happens with the muscle testing.
Thank you.
And Rose, by the way, I got to say that, okay, I don't know if you guys know my personality, if you've been listening to the shows for a long time, but yeah, I'm sarcastic. Okay, so I am just kidding, folks. You know, there's probably people freaking out right now, you know, about the color green or something else that I said. It was a joke, okay? Get over it. All right, thank you.
I got it.
By the way, I like purple. For a kid's room. I always hated powder
royal.
Blue.
It's a color of royalty.
Exactly. Your kid should be royal. I hate powder blue. I hate pink. Oh, my God. I would never use either one of those colors, whether it was a boy or a girl. It's going to be purple. It's royal.
You know, for me, I don't know if I would do green for a kid's room.
Or navy blue.
But I think about the, money, the color of money. If you want your child to be successful, paint the room green. That's what I think.
There you go. Yeah. But success, money, material abundance is inherent in the royalty. So you might as well go with the purple. Anyway, let's see if we could squeeze it. You want to try to squeeze in another call or two? I know we're coming
Absolutely.
To the end of the show here.
Okay, so we have a caller who's been holding a long time. Area code 925. Hello, caller. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Teresa, I'm calling from California.
We didn't catch your name.
Teresa from California.
Teresa. Welcome, welcome. You're in my home state there. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thank you. I was wondering, I know that when things are a struggle, not meant to be, and I was at a job that I absolutely loved, but as of late, I've been feeling like the office manager is undermining me, and I feel like she's intimidated by my experience.
Interesting. Okay. So a little bit of jealousy going on there?
Yeah, it's you know, and I work really hard and put in long hours, and I've gone through a really tough last couple of months where my spouse died, I had to move, and in spite of that, I worked because of the people that I work with I really adore and didn't want to let them down.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear about your spouse. That's a traumatic thing to have happen. Especially within the past 2 months. Yeah. Well, my condolences to you and your family. Dax, did you want to go ahead and provide some information? I can also help as well with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, this sounds like something right up your alley, Dr. Rose. And with whatever you're going to give her, I want to combine with, okay, it's interesting. A lot of cards from previous readings are showing up again, even though I shuffled here, like that Ten of Pentacles, you know. That's telling us that, you know, she really needs to it's a card of getting with family, you know, and getting with people that love and care about you and surrounding yourself with those people. In your time of need, you know, dealing with the situation work-wise, your spouse, all the above, you know, is that's part of the answer, is
mm-hmm.
drawing strength from family. And when I say family, I'm not talking necessarily bloodline. I'm talking about family. That could be even really, really close friends and things like that. And really through all of this, the universe wants you to focus on just being the type of person that you've always been, you know, taking advantage of your experience and be the nurturer. Just exude out that energy, and that's what you're going to draw back to you. I mean, you know, the things going on with the boss and, you know, things at work, and it's showing up as the Five of Wands here, but I'm not that worried about it, because it's really talking about do the opposite of what is what's the word for it?
Well, I took today off to update my resume and thought maybe mm-hmm. I need to look for another job. And even if I do, to find leverage.
Mm-hmm. And you could do that. You definitely could do that. It's not the feeling. I mean, it's not showing up in the cards. That doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, or you may not. It's not saying that you won't decide to move on, but that's not what's showing up in the cards. You know, I'm getting more of a feeling of staying where you are. It's just going at your approach, going at it. I'm struggling because I can't find this word. The opposite of what people would normally be inclined to do. You know, what your inclination is to do this, do 180 degrees the opposite of, you know, it's the whole thing. You know, when Jesus said, you know, if they slap you on the cheek, you turn the other one towards them also, so that implying let them strike the other one too, you know, which is counterintuitive. That's the word. Oh, thank God. I was having a senior moment there. I couldn't think of counterintuitive. Okay. It's counterintuitive to what your reaction wants, you know. So this person's intimidated. That's their problem. That's not your problem, you know. So if they act negatively towards you, you do the exact opposite. You shower them with love, you know. And that's what this central focus card is, the Queen of Coins. It's the card of the nurturer. And it pentacles, which is also abundance, which is also financial, which is also work and career, and she's coddling it and holding on to it. And, you know, she's not throwing – almost like a baby, the way she's holding it. She's the nurturer. And you don't – it's like it's saying, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, despite these issues going on, you should try to stay where you are and just – control your react. You can't control the people. You can't control the fact that they're going to feel intimidated by you and act out or whatever, but you can control how you react to it.
She's trying to control how and dictate how I do my job, and she doesn't mm-hmm. have an idea of how and what things, how things need to happen. So it's making it really hard for me to do my job.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But like I said, you cannot control what other people are going to do. Okay. You can only control your reaction. So she does that. You turn around and go, okay. Then you turn around, then you do it the right way and don't even listen to her, you know. And, you know, when she showers you with, you know, guilt and whatever feelings she's throwing towards you, you throw back love, nurturing, respect, the exact opposites that you would be inclined to do, the exact counterintuitive opposite of what you would, you know, normally do.
If you don't mind, let me step in here, because what you're
yeah.
saying is the same thing. It's funny because this is a mantra that I normally don't give out, and not to say
okay.
that there's anything bad with it, but I felt really, I would say, inclined to provide a mantra that's called Aham Prema, which means I am divine love. And it's really interesting that you were talking about throwing out love and things of that nature. And, you know, one of the things, what really struck me, Teresa, with your situation is the fact that, you know, you have suffered a loss fairly recently. It could be within the past 2 months, but that's like 2 minutes ago, you know, in terms of how we process, you know,
right.
the loss of someone in our lives. So that was what really radiated with me. And all of a sudden this mantra, Aham Prema, and I haven't even chanted this one myself, but it's called I Am Divine Love. And basically what it is, you know, love is based upon unity. It involves understanding. It's an expression of selflessness. It's transcendental. It's a gift from the heavens or the gift from God. It can also mean service. It's our birthplace, our final refuge, and our reason for being. And I think that's very much tied into what Dax is saying, is that, yeah, you know, I've had plenty of people in my lives where I've worked for them and they don't know what they're doing and they're making your job hard and you know, there could be some jealousy or whatever issues are going on. And really that is their issue. What I would like you to focus on is Aham Prema, I am divine love, especially because of your recent loss, and just kind of get that feeling of love back. Don't worry about her and what she's doing and whatnot. You do the job the best you can, and whatever, you know, however she's going to respond to it, that's the way she's going to respond. But when you come from the place of love or divine love, that's really going to eke through everybody that you're around in your situation. It's almost similar. I almost gave you the clean mantra, which is for relationships and harmony in your relationships. It would be the same thing in terms of when you chant a mantra, it does affect you. It's for yourself primarily, but it also has a radiating effect to other people, where things you'll probably find that if you decide to do this, you know, it's only suggestion, but if you decide to do this, that she'll probably change and shift as well. But focus on yourself, because you're going through a heavy duty thing, and you know the automatic thing is to say, "Yep, I'm going someplace else," and that's perfectly understandable. But I do agree with Dax is that if anything, whatever you decide to do, focus on that divine love and getting some of that back, because you know, like my father had passed away, my mother and I took care of him right up, almost close to the end. And, you know, experiencing a death is like just something ripping out your body. You know, just, you know, you're tired, you're exhausted. I commend you for even being at work, you know what I mean? Just to even have to go back and deal with, you know, difficult people, that's a lot. But do, if you feel inclined, Aham Prema, and just say it over and over and over again as many times as you want. And just focus on love radiating from yourself, from within. Okay? I know that sounds a little odd, but I agree with Dax. You should take an opposite. I mean, don't just say, I'm going to leave this situation. Focus on yourself and your love and take care of yourself. Be sure to do that during this time, okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Oh, you're very welcome. And again, I send you my condolences and prayers to you and your family. You take care, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Bye bye.
Yeah.
And I know that's a really tough situation, Rose.
It is. It is.
You know, I was struggling because I was having a hard time really describing what was showing up, what the cards wanted her to see. And it's counterintuitive, okay? We're thinking along the lines of practical solutions in the physical realm. We're thinking of like, okay, I'm having all this strife at work. I go get a different job somewhere else. She's interfering in my work. I go to a superior. She's looking for the practical solution when that's not how the universe works, okay?
Right.
We attract in what we put out. It's the law of attraction. It governs everything. Everything operates
right.
under this. Even though there's a lot of universal spiritual principles and, you know, lots of different laws and so forth like that, there's one thing governs everything, you know, and
right.
Instead of going with the typical, what you would normally do, I'm just going to get another job somewhere else. The cards were saying the opposite, and the cards were saying
yeah.
to exude out the exact opposite of whatever you get, the love,
right.
the nurturing. And what that does is it tells the universe you want more of that, and it will alter what comes to you, regardless of whether you move to a different job or stay at the same job. You know, it may
right.
be that that's what happens. You know, that might be how
right.
the universe solves the equation by putting a new position in front of you. But you start with what you want to attract in, whether it's at the same job
yeah.
or a different job.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's the other element of, you know, I mean, the loss was way too recent, way too recent.
Right.
And,
right.
and I didn't want to say anything about that, but really it's a contributing factor. You can't really trust your reactions to things when you're still in the
right.
grieving process like that, you know.
Right. And we don't know in terms of her work colleague could be just responding to what she's going through. I mean, it, you know, sometimes people do that
yeah.
even unconsciously. So, yeah, it has a lot
yeah,
to do with it. And it's not that, and Teresa, we're not saying it's your fault in any, you know,
right.
we're not saying that. We're just saying that sometimes people are reactionary and that some, you know, you because of your loss of what you've gone through, you don't know what's going on in her mind. She might be experiencing the same thing, you know, a reminder
right.
of something
and,
that traumatic that's happened to her, you know. And it's not fair.
And,
I mean, it's
you
not
know,
fair when they put it out on you either.
We're looking at it, you know, we're looking at it from the outside, and so is she, because even though she's in it, she's looking at it from the outside of that other person's perspective. And the other thing
right.
is that she's talking about what's physically happening. You know,
exactly.
Her boss is interfering with her work, blah, blah, blah. You know, what we're talking about is what's happening energetically.
Right.
In the field.
Exactly.
In the quantum
yeah.
field, in the spiritual realm, what's happening at the superconscious, the collective conscious level, it's what's happening energetically versus what's physically happening, you know, and
yeah.
we're unaware, unless we really focus in on it, are trained to do that and want to do that, perceive the energetic connections. You know, what
yeah.
energy is she putting out that I don't, you know, I'm not saying is causing her boss to do that, but her boss is picking
no.
up on certain things. But
yeah.
her boss
and probably
is picking up on certain.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all unconscious. It's
well,
energetic.
It's like,
and
right.
so
and
so
then,
that's why
oh,
the tarot
ahead.
Is saying, that's why the tarot is saying, is giving an energetic answer to an energetic problem. Versus answering
right.
the physical problem. You know, it's saying
right.
if you exude out love and nurturing, that's what you're going to attract in then.
Exactly.
Yep.
No, I totally agree with that. And with a loss, you know, with someone so close, it's like a void, you know. I mean, really, it's like I said, it feels like something got ripped out of your body. And you really feel like
mm-hmm.
there's a void there. And that's why, I don't know, I mean, like, I've known about Aham Prema for years, and I've never felt inclined to chant it. But when she told her story, it just came to me. I was like, that's what it is. She needs to come back to that area of divine love. Doesn't mean that she shouldn't grieve or cry or anything like that, but just that divine
right.
love can help, you know, comfort her and bring her back to her center. So she's not just responding off of whatever her boss is
yeah.
doing and saying. Yeah.
And great calls, by the way, you know, great calls. And we've gone way over here. I got to get going. I got some clients and things to take care of. So, but I want to thank all the callers and all the listeners.
Definitely. Keisha, Tim, Lana, Darlene, and Teresa, thank you so much for calling in. And we hope that you, if you still have any additional questions, there's always tomorrow's show that's coming on around the same time. So you can call in and, ask some additional questions or ask another question, about something that's going on in your life.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. If we didn't get to your call today, we're going to be taking calls all show long tomorrow with Mary and I. And, we probably will be on cam too, so there on the Facebook Live, you'll be able to see Mary and I. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. Fingers crossed that fingers crossed that everything works and functions. We're just starting to use this live streaming studio that allows us to stream the shows to Facebook and. Also for one or two or three of our hosts to come on at the same time, which is really exciting. Maybe Rose and I might be on next Friday on camera, but Mary and I most likely will be tomorrow.
For sure.
Yep, unless there's a technical snafu or something like that, we'll probably be on tomorrow. Alrighty, and thanks everybody, and thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Dr. Dax. It was so much fun doing a show with you again.
I know. I love having Sharona on, but I also love doing shows just you and me, So shout outs to Dr. Rose. We miss you. I'm not Dr. Rose. Shout out to Dr. Sharona. And we miss you, but I like being on here also with you, Rose.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great show.
All righty. So see you next week, everybody. Bye, Rose. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.